This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear your unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to start with T-Hack.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say yourself, and I didn't want to hear that.
No. I think, T-Hack, there's something desperately wrong with you.
Oh. What?
Oh, that is an unpopular opinion. I'm no, very well
you're right.
liked.
Yeah.
T-Hack said off the air, as if this is a normal thing, I hate popcorn.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have never in my life met a person who doesn't like popcorn.
I know one other person.
What is wrong with that person?
I don't know.
And they're probably a
you
important
know
part of your life, I would assume. Probably a great friend.
They actually are.
Yeah. I mean.
Are you being serious?
Caitlin, my sister.
No.
Yeah. But they do have one thing in common. T-Hack and Caitlin. No. Phenomenal teeth.
That has nothing to do with it.
I'm wondering if it's just like the kernel's getting stuck. Like they're so crazy about their teeth.
What's wrong with my teeth? I just ate a Fit Crunch bar, so I don't want to
smile
right
now.
You can close your mouth anytime.
Sorry. Tell us why. What did popcorn do to you?
Nothing. In fact, I think I used to eat it as a kid, and then there was just at some point I just like I don't like that anymore, and I stopped eating it. And now it did kind of gross me out for a while, and now I realize I'm like mature enough to think I would probably enjoy it. It's butter, it's salt, it's crunchy. Like what's not
to
like?
The popcorn at OP is like truffle, parmesan.
Yeah, I didn't eat any.
Really?
I've never had it.
I don't know if he would like that because of the truffle, but like the classic butter and salt. What grossed you out about it? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's just something I don't like. It's like too puffy maybe because I don't like Cheetos. They're kind of in the same like
you like crunchy Cheetos?
What do you mean? Crunchy?
There's two different kinds of Cheetos.
The puffy and then
there's
the regular.
Puffy Cheetos and then there's
I don't
Cheetos
know. I'm out of the game so hard. I don't even know what
a
Cheetos.
A guy who'll eat a cosmic brownie not eating a Cheeto freaks
any?
Me out.
Yeah, not like a Cheeto. No, or a cheese puff for sure. That's too like just ugh.
I could eat a whole bag of
I can't stop thinking about Cheetos right now. In fact, I don't think we have time to take any phone calls because I got to go find Cheetos and popcorn. So you wouldn't eat pirate booty?
No, no,
I wouldn't. That's the most unpopular opinion I've ever heard on this show.
I wouldn't. No, I've never had it. I understand I would probably like it now, but I've gone so long without eating it. Why start now? You know, you guys are always saying this about coffee. I'm trying to. Like, oh, maybe I should try coffee.
Yeah, but you try coming into the coffee water all the wrong way. He goes and buys like goes to Dunkin' and buys like a 32-ounce.
Like black coffee even.
It's America not runs anything. On Dunkin'. That's what everyone's drinking.
But also, I don't
like Dunkin'.
I've never had their coffee.
It's
seems
not
like
bad.
It's trash.
But
it seems like it's Dutch Bros. It's like it's not good. It's like meant for kids.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it would be great for T-Hack to get that introduction.
If they made a Mountain Dew coffee, you'd drink it.
Ooh, yeah. And a cosmic brownie.
Can I give my unpopular opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone has one of these, and I think even some of my friends have it. So if you're a friend of mine, please turn the radio off right now. Great. The decorating trend, and I think Skip, what's his name? Joanna and
Chip
started this. The barn door thing. If you have a barn door in your house, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I know everybody's like, oh, it's so cool, man. I just blocked off my...
And they're pretty, I get it, but they don't
They
really
serve no purpose.
Yeah, they don't do their job.
Yeah.
Is it blocking light out? Nope. Is it blocking smell out? Nope. Is it locking anybody out of the room? Nope. It's just like, why don't you put up the beads? Why don't you put up the stupid beads that people had to go into the back room of Blockbuster to look at porn? It's the same thing.
It's not
a door.
It's kind of like an unfinished pocket door almost. Yes. It's like you just can't hide the door. It's just always out.
I know it's not a popular opinion, but it's like, because everybody's like, oh, my Chip and Joanna came and did shiplap and did a barn door in my house. It's stupid. It's not a door.
I feel the same way. I'll take you one step further about the hidden doors that everyone's doing, like the bookshelf. Have you seen?
Oh, I love those.
Take it back.
No, it's too common now.
I want one.
It used to be like, oh, you have a secret door in your house? That's insane. And now it's like, yeah, like 8 of them have them on the neighborhood. Like, it's not cool anymore. And you
can just
tell,
wanted to
like,
go to my furnace.
That bookshelf that's definitely just a door.
Oh, man. That makes me sad that you don't like it, because it's been a dream of mine to get
one.
Don't
let it make you sad. That dude doesn't like puffs.
You're right. You know
His
what?
His opinion doesn't matter.
Here's what we need.
Come on. We need
people who matter to tell us their unpopular opinion. So from this point forward, T-Hack will not be allowed to speak.
Perfect.
303-222-5423 or text into the same, Jesus. Text into 303-222-5423. Yes, give your opinion.
Yes, so going back to coffee, actually, the people who are the, like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee are insufferable. I feel like that's...
Do you know what I think is so fun?
What?
He's sitting over there trying to not speak.
He's trying hard.
You can talk, buddy.
Oh, thanks. No, you guys were doing great.
You're quiet again.
Oh, wait, are you the... Can I do another one that's you?
Yeah. What?
You don't think breakfast is good. Is that true?
No, I like breakfast food. I just don't eat breakfast. I don't really eat breakfast.
Mm. Was it Little D? Somebody didn't like breakfast. I thought you don't like breakfast. Maybe it's just that. Like
that I just don't eat it. I'm just not hungry. I've broken out of the like,
what do you think about like breakfast for dinner?
That I like.
Okay. That's one of the greatest things.
I love
for sure.
I know
dinner.
A person, and we all know him, and I don't want to say their name, but this person, they have two unpopular opinions, which makes it hard for me to be friends with them. Mm. One, bacon is trash.
Oh.
Two,
that's tough.
Caramel is trash.
Oh my gosh.
What?
This is a person who two of the greatest things on the face of planet Earth, they're like, ew. Because,
oh my God.
Because both those things have become so popular that everybody's like, ooh, I'm going to put caramel on bacon, or I'm going to put bacon on my caramel. Like, and they just think both those things are...
I do think the bacon thing went too far. I still love bacon, but I think...
It doesn't matter.
There was like bacon soda.
I know.
Like, chill.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a personality.
It should be something
you enjoy. But
I'll eat bacon. Like, if I usually just have bacon cooked and I just walk by and just eat it.
That's fine. That's bacon. You don't need bacon flavored coffee. You don't need bacon flavored
Why is coffee
jelly beans. I don't know. It was the first thing that came to my head.
You addicts.
All right. If you have an unpopular opinion, we want to hear what it is. But don't call if you don't like popcorn.
front of the line.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for unpopular opinions. Did somebody back me up on the barn door, or what'd they say?
No, they just said that they can be locked, and then they called you a name. I left that out, but... They called you a dumbass.
For not liking barn doors?
Because you said that they can't be locked, but
maybe they can be locked, but even then, it's like this huge gap underneath the thing. It's just, they're just dumb. Barn doors are dumb. As a door. Okay, Mike.
Yai.
What's your unpopular opinion?
I think the best hangover cure is just a glass of cold whole milk.
That's gross.
Really?
It's disgusting, dude.
I get it. I know it's weird, but I love it.
So you're saying I drank a whole bottle of tequila, and in the morning I'm going to fire down something curdleable on top of it?
Ew.
That's your plan?
No, make sure it's cold. I understand. I get it. I'm fully aware of how weird it is, but it's every time I'm hungover, I drink milk and it feels better.
A lot or a little?
Like a half gallon.
A half gallon? Oh my God, Mike.
I sort of want to party with you.
Throughout the day, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, and it works. You're saying you feel better.
I feel instantly better. It actually does. It's more refreshing. I have no idea why, but it makes me feel refreshed.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're refreshed with your milkness. Thank you, dude. Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your unpopular opinion?
I can't stand pumpkin spice lattes.
Mm.
I think it tastes like nutmeg.
Sorry, I'm starting a slow clap. Are we not jumping in on that?
I've never had one.
Well, don't, you don't...
Your opinion doesn't matter.
Well, when it comes to coffee, you don't know what you're doing, but like... Yeah. They're stupid. Like, I'm sorry.
That's,
all y'all are just waiting around
the thing.
For them.
I hate them. I hate them so much.
But you get one every
but
year.
But I get one.
Because you're... So what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Do you get them, Jennifer? Do you fall into the trap?
No.
Good.
I tried it once. I had one taste, and I was like, why do people like this so much? It's just... It doesn't even taste like pumpkin to me. It tastes like nutmeg.
It does. It tastes like nutmeg. Mm. It's... And by the way, pumpkin doesn't taste like pumpkin.
It doesn't.
Everybody was like, we're eating nutmeg flavored whatever. I can go one better with this. Every single thing, everybody listening, will, like fast food people, will, every single thing that the fast food industry takes away from you and gives it to you every once in a while, they do for the very specific reason. Because if it was good, it would
demand.
Always be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
McRib is trash. Oh my God, I can't wait till the McRib comes. Yeah, you can. It sucks.
Yeah.
They take it away and then you go, oh, I want it again. Just like pumpkin spice latte.
Now this I'm an expert in the field on, and I agree okay. with that. And the Shamrock Shake is the same way.
The Shamrock Shake, it's trash.
Right. You would never order that if it was just there.
No, you're like, what? I haven't been able to have it for 11 months. So now I have to get one. Yeah. But they're, okay. Thank you for the call. There's one on text that we have to talk about. What did they say?
Yeah, someone said unpopular opinion. I hate the movie Elf.
Thoughts?
Very unpopular opinion.
I like it. I watch it every year. It gets a little less funny every year, but I also get another year older.
What?
So I don't know. I think I just, I've seen it. It's cute. I like it,
But you watch that other old black and white movie, the trash one, every
year.
It's
a Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
Oh, what? My God.
Shoo-shoo's
we paddles. Have to go somewhere else. Because I'm going to beat both of you up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
9.
Once again, all the news that's not
that's
news.
Accurate. Oh.
News. 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 News.
Oh, that's great.
News.
News. Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I just feel like doing like the newscastery thing since you guys get to do it. It's like I want to like say something at the beginning. It's like, it's the Monday edition of news. We're no.
Oh,
you know
like
what I mean?
The,
like do like
the announcer for like Saturday Night Live kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, but I don't know what it is yet. But I feel like there's one more.
You need something.
There's a thing that needs to happen there.
Okay. I see it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
Since Slacker didn't properly greet you.
Got you.
Big news out of New York. Over the weekend.
What was that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
New York.
Okay.
Huh? All right.
If you don't know this, we kind of do accents in the little thing on the show called Stupendously Stupid Stories or whatever it's called. I know it's got four S's. Slacker Show, Stupendously Five. That's five.
Stupendously Stupid Stories.
Is that what it is? Or stories of the Stupendously Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I didn't know we were going to bring the accents over to this.
Okay, we can leave them out.
No, I mean, well, you certainly are leaving them out because I don't know what that was that you just did.
That was an attempt.
New York.
It was New York.
York. Yeah, it was like, ugh. Okay.
All right, we'll just do straight news on this one then.
It's probably too late, so just go for it.
Big news out of New York as the New York Yankees have lifted their 49-year ban on players having facial hair.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys knew this was a thing. It's always been a thing for the Yankees.
You can't have a beard if you play for the Yankees.
You can't have any facial hair. Think about Derek Jeter. Think about A-Rod. Think about all the Yankees players, Babe Ruth. Like, none of them have ever had beards. Think about how handsome Derek Jeter would have been if he could have had a mustache back in the day or something. But it was not allowed. But they have lifted the ban. They're 49 years. Owner Hal Steinbrenner.
Do you know why? They signed some dude who's really, really good who has a beard.
Well, this has happened before where they sign
Charlie?
A player with a beard.
Huh?
Charlie?
No, they didn't sign. It's like a new guy. They didn't sign. Okay.
It's happened before, and then they make him shave. And there are some players who even refuse to go because they go, no, I have a beard, and I don't want to do that. so they won't sign with the Yankees. So now the Yankees are just going, okay, all right, you can have beers.
It's but time to.
There's still some rules around it, they said. They're kind of keeping those vague. So I'm sure you've got to be nicely groomed.
Yeah, you can't probably do the Charlie Blackman beard. You can't be like just unruly.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can have long hair on the Yankees either. Like really, really long.
Because they're
all
into their pinstripes and all thing.
Can it's a classic. Yeah, they take it very seriously.
As long as we're doing Yankee news and you brought this man up, did anybody see the A-Rod video?
No.
Mm-mm.
So, you know how they do those shots at certain games? Like, there's a basketball game where they bring a kid onto the court and go like, hey, man, if you can hit this three-pointer, you get $1,000. Like, you hit a layup, you get $500. You get a three-pointer, you get whatever. Well, there's a kid trying to win $10,000 for his education.
Mm-hmm.
And they let A-Rod take the shot, the half-court shot. He flipping drained it.
What? Really?
A-Rod shoots a half-court shot. The kid, like, A-Rod picks him up. All his friends bum-rush the court. It's, like, an incredible... We got to put the video up.
Oh, cool.
It's
like, okay.
That's cute.
A-Rod is such an incredible athlete, beardless or no, that he shot a half-court. Could you do it? Could you hit in a half-court shot?
I could, yeah. I don't know that I would first try. I absolutely could, though.
Nuggets?
Absolutely.
And if you don't make it, you have to give them $10,000.
No, I wouldn't. No, I'm not that confident. Not at all.
Or you have to shave your beard.
I would do that. Sure.
Hit a half court shot or shave your beard.
Yeah. Your beard will grow back in like
a
day.
Nobody needs it. Do you want to see TX unshaven face?
No, he'll grow it back.
No one does want to see it.
We'll make it over the weekend.
Okay. Nuggets, call us.
Give me three shots.
Give me three shots.
I want three.
Okay.
We'll talk terms.
Three shots to see if you keep your beer. I love this. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It was exactly 1 year ago today that the Willy Wonka chocolate experience took place in Glasgow, and that's some of my favorite memes.
Hold on. Is that the thing where like people spend all this money on a ticket?
Oh, so bad.
And it's essentially a warehouse with like...
Like
a milkshake.
One Oompa Loompa chick who looks like she's miserable and just hates her life.
Oh my God. And like no real.
No.
No candy attractions.
No.
Didn't win anything.
The floor was just like concrete and you got in like this fake boat and rode it like a foot through the chocolate fountain or whatever.
It was like Fry Festival except for chocolate lovers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire. Right? Fire?
Yeah.
Fire. Okay.
Did I say Fry?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
It is spelled.
With a Y.
It's a Y. It makes me think of my comforter. My Costco comforter is from Fry. It's not Fire.
Ah.
Okay.
Cool.
I am all over the map today.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The latest news on TikTok. We've sent the Slacker research team out to gather this, but.
Do you think everybody knows that there's no Slacker research team?
There is.
We're here.
Why would you say that?
We're in the field.
Why would you say there's no research team?
Yeah.
They're in that other room and they can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry, Slacker Show research team. What did we send them out for today?
Well, the latest trend on TikTok is dropping heavy objects on your feet. Have you seen any of these videos?
I have.
Erin is our only... Is she part of the Slacker Show research team?
She's the liaison between the team and us.
I saw the headline, but I was like...
It's so dumb.
They're doing it on purpose. It's like eating Tide Pods.
They start little. They start with like, I'm just going to drop a... tissue or something on my foot and it goes up. I literally saw a man drop a microwave on his foot. He broke bones.
For what? For clicks?
Yeah.
For likes?
Yep.
For
yeah. And then he, I guess they rate the pain out of 10.
Yeah.
They start small and increase it. I don't understand.
It's not
it.
Like a different day, different foot. It is the same foot over and over.
Well, and here's where I'm torn on this because I don't understand it. It's stupid. Obviously don't try that at home. But I grew up on Jackass, man.
So yeah,
I'm kind of a hypocrite.
You're right.
Like that was my life as a teenage. Like, is watching those guys purposely try to hurt themselves.
Okay,
and so it's kind of coming full circle. Are we back?
Hear me out. We bring a microwave to Ball Arena.
Oh my gosh!
And we drop it on your foot.
Okay.
And you got to drain a half court shot to keep your beard. But
there needs to be a better loss.
Yeah.
What?
Like, he has to donate $1,000 to some charity or something.
You're going
to
drop a microwave on my foot?
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Is literally going, and then Rocky gets to shoot you in the face with a bazooka.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, let's talk about me some more.
Oh, I don't think we were.
No, because I think Tiak is bringing this up. There's a list of like icks. When did that become the thing?
A few, like 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. I think men have always been doing it, yeah.
But just, I mean, when did the word ick, only he gives me the icks.
Oh, yeah, and that's more recent.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like it. But like,
but I think it's been happening
forever,
you know?
You find it to be an ick?
I do, I just don't, can we just... Ugh.
I think it's funny. I kind of say it in a non-serious way, but there's like, I don't know. It's one of those words that like, I'm never going to say slay, and then it comes into your language every day, and now every day I'm like, oh, that's the ick.
Have you said slay?
Not recently, no. That was just like...
When would you say slay?
I wouldn't. That's the thing. That was just an example.
Yeah, I know, but it's just now that you said it, like the way you said it, I'm like, I can see you. It's like, man, that hamburger really slayed.
I would say slaps.
Slaps.
Yeah. Oh
my God. Lit was that way for me. It started off like funny.
Example.
Like, oh, it's lit. And then now I end up saying it for real and I can't stop.
Okay. Don't say it. Okay. Do I have the icks?
Everyone does. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about like, there's a list of icks that are currently out there. Like these are new icks. TX's about to become an ick.
Yeah. I might have been saved.
One of the icks is fake tanning.
Mm hmm.
I've
been considering.
Listen, I don't want to put our compadre Amber out of business. That's not the kind of fake tanning we're talking about, right?
I don't think fake tanning at all is
an ick.
Yeah.
I mean,
there is a line, don't get me wrong. I don't want you
where
orange.
You go too far.
Yeah.
There's a certain kind of Miami look that it's like, okay, that's too much.
Or like
too much tan.
Jersey Shore.
There you go, yeah.
Where it would like why would you? Oh my God! You're really thinking about it?
I'm really. Yeah, I've been thinking about it because I get
you
the ads.
You look good with one.
Thank you.
He would.
I'm kind of
just
pale.
Like a little color.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be this pale. He's
no.
got creamy brown eyes, creamy brown hair, creamy brown beard.
The level of spray tan would just be a glow for him. It wouldn't be like full color. It would just be a glow.
Yeah, a bro glow.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
I get the ads for it.
For
yeah,
bro
yeah,
glow.
Yeah, it's self tanner for men. It's like, look,
do you rub it on?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It's like a spray.
Oh, and you might need help. Have AHAC help you. Because sometimes there's a mitt and it's like a foam and you rub that in.
A mitt?
Yeah, you have like, it's almost like an oven mitt. And you
like help. A catcher's mitt?
Do you?
And you like, it helps buff the surface.
So
and
he
like,
goes into his bedroom by himself and mitts up. Oh my Lord. Does he take all of his clothes off?
No one come in here.
Or there's like drops that you mix in with lotion and you can like rub that around.
Are you a lotion person?
I am, very much so. Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, CeraVe is the best.
Yeah.
I've tried it all.
They have it at Costco.
The Lubriderm or whatever is the other one.
Lubriderm's not as good?
No.
I was a Vivo for a long time.
I'm EOS, the cashmere, the purple bottle. Oh, so good.
Mm.
You guys lotion every day?
Every day. I never lotion.
Twice a day.
I keep it in my backpack.
Here's the thing. Don't you think that if...
This is Colorado. Everything is so dry. Lotion up.
I think it's just like Q-tips. If you start Q-tipping your ears, everybody goes like, you just have wax buildup in there. It's like, I don't. But everybody who Q-tips does. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you take the wax out, then your body goes like, oh, crap. We need to make more wax. And then just, like, you ramp up your wax production. And I think it's the same with my skin. Like, I don't use lotion, and my skin's never actually
dry. Do you exfoliate?
Do you
know what that is?
Yeah, but I don't know how you mean. Like, I use...
What kind
like,
of mitts you got in the shower?
I do have a loofah.
Okay, that's good.
And then I also use often, like, this Dove body wash with, like...
Does it have, like, the little beads in
yes.
it?
Yes. It's an exfoliating body wash.
Okay.
See, also, I'm very hairy, so I feel like I exfoliate just by rubbing my own hair around on
myself.
Well,
you know what? The hair actually might help keep moisture in. I don't know.
Yeah, I am not ashy.
See,
anyway.
I was against lotion because I always thought it was slimy and gross. And then my elbows are like my most self-conscious. They get really white.
Your penis gets dry?
Yes, they do. It does.
You are 12.
It makes me so happy to say weenus on the air and have nothing anybody can do about it.
It wasn't until I was on a bachelor party trip and one of the guys on the trip, when we were eating lunch, he was just like, what's up with your elbows, man?
Oh my God.
Stop.
A dude?
A dude said it to me and I'm like,
what?
Okay, it's
that's
over.
That's it? Oh,
lotion.
The self-conscious thing just
oh
took
my
over.
Gosh.
I bought it on the trip. Like, we got to stop at a CVS.
Are you
serious?
I've
never
serious?
Looked back. That was years ago.
And you just are a lotioner then?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So here's my question. Would he be ick if he's self-tanned? You say no.
Correct.
But then you suggested off-air that he goes and sees our lovely and talented friend Amber.
I was thinking
about
making
understand?
An appointment. We could go together, not get spray tan together. You can stay in the other room. Well,
Tiak and I can't go. Like,
why not?
We know Amber.
Mm-hmm. My,
like, I. Everyone should go to Amber. You should go.
She's seen basically all of me.
Yeah, but it's different because you're girls and you guys do that. Like, you go to the bathroom together and it's like, oh, I'm wearing a romper. I have to take this whole thing off to, like, pee. Or, like, you mm-hmm. have slumber parties where there's pillows and you're just in lingerie and, like, whatever. It's just the way we picture girls interact.
You guys are making out all the time. It's like a different thing.
We assume that's what girls do when they're alone for even 15 seconds. Like, he can't walk in a banana hammock into Amber's...
yeah.
Like, I mean, I can't take my clothes off in front of Amber.
One, if not two people.
Assistants?
Yeah. So if you're more comfortable with
one of them.
No, but she's
probably got the double-sided mirror so she can...
No, absolutely not.
My wife has gone to her before. AHAC's
been. Again? Yes.
But she's a girl. It makes sense, yeah.
You're allowed to. Like, I could spray tan TAC.
Grab your mitt.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
You have any sort of problem and you want to make it better?
Take it elsewhere.
Yeah, take it to a friend, a pastor, somebody.
If you want to make it worse.
Yeah, hit us up. We'll put you on OPP, Other People's Problems. What's happening?
Holly is dealing with the son of her boyfriend, her boyfriend's son.
You want to say it one more way, or are you the offspring of the man she's sleeping with?
Yes.
Holly?
Yay.
What's going on with this hellion child that I know nothing
okay.
about?
Okay. So I've been dating my man for a couple years, right? And okay. he wants me to move in with him now.
Yay.
But his 19-year-old son from a previous relationship is living with him, and I cannot... stand him. He is so rude and
Holly, like, do you want voices? It's too late now, but like, you know you're on the radio, right?
He doesn't listen to the show, I don't think.
Oh.
So he's like most people.
Yeah, this is the safest show to call into if you want to say something. Okay, I'm sorry. So what about him do you hate?
He's just everything you say to him, he will give you attitude. He's rude. And he is constantly getting into these, like, screaming arguments with his dad. And it's just so unpleasant to be around. And I don't want to live with my boyfriend if his son is still living there.
Mm.
Is the mom around? Is there, like, split custody? Is there something...
No, he has full custody.
Okay.
But he's 19.
Yeah, at this point, there is no custody.
Oh, true,
he just lives
true,
where
right.
he lives. Even in Colorado, right. 19 is the number.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, you got to pay till they're 19. So okay. Stay married, friends.
You're ready.
Okay. Does your boyfriend, like you're saying he mouths off to him, does he see mm-hmm. it as disrespectful or is he just used to it?
A little bit of both. He's okay. mostly used to it and, like, has just kind of put his hands up and, like, you're an adult now. But the thing is he doesn't have a steady source of income. He's not paying for any bills. And so I want to tell him, like, I want to live with you. I want to move in, but I need your son to move out in order for me to do that. I know.
No,
well, but he's not 11, right? I mean, he's 19.
Yeah.
So it's you're not saying, like, abandon him. It's like he should, maybe he needs a little kick.
You're right. Yeah. At a certain point, I'm sure you're going to be ready for some strange woman to say, me or your son. Right? You think that's ever going to be a decision?
Hazel's already saying that. That
well, I mean, okay, great point. But like, I've known parents who have legitimate problem children.
Okay, sure.
And they won't cut it loose. It's hard to cut it loose.
Are they just in denial? Just kind of la la la, everything's fine?
Your kid,
or
period. It's just your kid. And I can't imagine the woman I'm sleeping with saying, I want to move in here, but get rid of the dead weight first. Like, I don't. Do you have a problem? Like, okay. I just want to ask you this. Let me just get the phone number in. 303-222-5423. Call it, text it, Do whatever you need to do. We want some advice for her. Because I don't want to say we've already ruled out doing what you want to do, but I don't think telling him that is a great plan. And if there's somebody who thinks that's a great plan, love to hear from you. But like, but does he do anything to you, or are you just incensed at the way he treats everybody else?
No, he mouths off to me, gives me attitude every time I'm over there.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know that she's right to do that, but I'm not fully against, like, saying that, because you're letting your boyfriend know, like, the way you're allowing your son to behave is now hindering your own life, our future together, and I'm letting you know that I'm not moving into this stressful situation. I'm not doing that, and so if you want that, that will need to change. Right? Like, that seems reasonable to me.
100% reasonable. You're a parent. How often does reason come into it?
How dare you?
I don't know
it's
how
my
to.
Son.
Right. That's exactly.
I know. I get it.
Because, like, you could tell me something that's so glaringly obvious about my children, but if I'm not ready to hear it, I'm going to thump you.
Mm.
You know, it's.
But is there a time where you need to be ready to hear something like that? And it's the uncomfortable truth?
It's not going to stop the thumping, though.
Yeah. You'll thump and then. Realize later and apologize.
Eventually when he gets it, this is just really bad timing. Like, your relationship is flourishing and his relationship with his son is stuck on the vine.
Mm.
And it's like, and I don't like for you to go snip that. I think you're right. I genuinely think you're right. But I don't think it'll go well.
Yeah, that
I think there's got to be. We need other solutions, like because. But I also would anybody in this room move in with that dude?
No,
no,
not in that. No,
with a disrespectful little turd bucket walking around who's not paying a dime, who's
no way.
No, I mean it's no. A recipe because
my wife does it every day. And it seems horrible
because it will. You're right on this front, I think, Holly. If you were to move in under these conditions, it would be a strain on your relationship with your boyfriend.
100%.
Like, because moving in is already sort of stressful because you're going to get to know things you didn't already. Like, you probably have spent the night there, but once you're there 3 nights in a row or whatever, you start to go like, oh, you do that every night at 3 a.m?
Mm. Well, and if there's already a tumultuous relationship with the son, that's probably going to get amplified as well. Or maybe it'll fix it. Maybe you guys will actually get to know each other and it'll work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot to... It's a weird... Like, we've talked to OPPs before about where they're dating somebody with a younger child and it's like, am I the step-parent? Am I ready to be a step-parent? This is a little different because he's 19, mm-hmm. so he's not necessarily looking for a mother figure, mm-mm. but maybe mm-mm. he needs one, but maybe that's not what you want to do.
Are you allowed to discipline this kid in any way? And not that 19-year-olds can be under the law, but are you allowed to go like, shut up and get out of the living room or go to your room? Or are you allowed to say any of that currently?
I don't feel like that is my place because that is not my kid. That, like, I shouldn't have to deal with the discipline.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does it change, though, if you're paying... half the mortgage or the rent or whatever, and half my living room, and it's none and your living room.
Yeah.
I don't even want to have that conversation.
It does sound like a nightmare.
I don't know what to do.
All right, we're gonna give you some advice. I would just say this: don't move in yet.
Yeah, hold off.
Like
hold off
until peaceful. You're hanging out at your apartment. You to then join that just seems. I get what she's saying. Like, I'm not doing that.
But you can't and you can't tell him if this, then that. That's not going to work either.
Ultimatums are wonderful.
They've always worked on OPP. So.
Yeah, we've got a 0 for 1,000 record on ultimatums. So Holly, couple years in, wants to move in with her boyfriend, but the 19-year-old still lives there and he's not a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
So what should she do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Holly, who has the same problem a lot of people have. A disrespectful teenager in their life. Except it's not her teenager. It's her boyfriend's teenager. And he's like, maybe you should move in.
Yeah.
with this disrespectful.
Well, and he's 19. The son is 19 and still living there. So it's not like he's in high school or anything. Like he's out. And so she's like, we can just kind of get him on his way. Yeah. And then we'll be happy.
It's time to boot him out of the nest.
Yeah.
But apparently the kid's just disrespectful to everybody. She doesn't want to move into that situation. I don't think any of us, I think we rarely agree on anything, but we agree. Don't move in.
Yes. No.
Don't you?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I agree.
I'm
yeah.
Okay.
Jesus, yes. We can't even agree that we agree.
I changed my mind.
Marcus.
Yai.
What do you think?
I would say she needs to reevaluate her relationship. If this guy is allowing his son, regardless of age, disrespect her, his priority should be her as his partner. And that I would definitely not even think to move in if they haven't got to that stage yet, you know?
Do you have kids?
I've got three and they're all adults, yep.
Okay, well, I guess my question is, I love what you're saying, but as a guy, like, I'm divorced and I'm trying to be back out on the dating scene.
Okay.
I don't know that I would say any woman, this is a terrible thing to say, is ever going to take more a priority over my kids. Is that a weird thing to say?
No, I don't think so.
The way I raised my sons was, your partner is your priority. Everything else is secondary. That has to be your focus. That means I tell my sons, your partner comes before me, and vice versa. Wow. My partner would come before you, because everything, you and your partner are the umbrella that covers everything below you, whether it's children, friends, family, anything. That's the nucleus of a relationship.
Well, if you've established that in your family, that makes sense. But when you said that, I'm like, oh my God, what if that ever happened with me?
Your kids are still kind of kids.
No one's approaching this dude's age, man. So
yeah,
it's like,
but you still haven't, I don't know, switched
that
mentality.
Not a jerk.
Yeah.
Noah's awesome. They're both awesome kids. Thank you for the call, Marcus. So the dude seems to be the problem in this scenario.
Yeah, I don't like that he's not really standing up for her.
I'm just trying to establish, if I put myself in the situation, I'm literally supposed to be more into my girl than I am. Like, I've known my kid for 19 years. That's my kid. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to take her side? Like, I
don't view it as taking her side, but it's like, you have to let your kid grow up and kind of force them to grow up sometimes.
Yeah. And think about the next 19 years.
Yeah.
You'll get closer with your partner and your kid will get closer with whatever they have in their life.
I know.
You know?
I understand the math.
Easier said than done, for sure.
Yeah. That's my kid. And if Holly came up to me and said, yeah, I don't like your kid, that's not going to sit well. Even if I think he's a jerk. Do you know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing. It's like, he is being a jerk. There's no denying it. Yeah, there's no denying. There's no defending. It's not like it's not like the principal calling you like, I have some bad news. You thought of your kid is not true. It's like, I see it every day.
This is the worst analogy ever, right? But I'm going to, it's the N word, right? Who gets to say the N word? Right? Like,
not us.
Right. Okay. It's that same thing. I can call my kid a jerk. I can do it all day. I can. That's my kid. I can say that. You can't say that. Even if I think you're right, if you say that, you just said the N-word. Like, that's my kid. You don't get to say that.
But you're also not going to view your kid, because, like you said, you used to call Mia perfect.
Right.
So it's, maybe you need an outside perspective to help call it out.
Yeah, but I don't want
if it's gotten if it's gotten so bad that other people are noticing it.
Jill?
Yai.
What do you think Holly should do here?
Oh my gosh. She needs to run.
Oh.
If he's not showing, if her boyfriend is not having her back by making that kid respect her, if he is mouthing off to her, that is not a good situation.
You are from the South, aren't you?
I am.
Yep.
Because
one, the accent, but two, just the attitude. It's like, I will agree that the father has misstepped if this kid's disrespecting a guest in their home. That's crazy.
And I mean, it's also not the best example for how to treat your partner if you're letting someone else, for lack of a better
100%.
Word, abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember reading that in like a parenting book about like when you're disciplined. Yeah, in a book.
Everybody's, all the real parents out there are like going, well, tell us more from your book, hack.
But that it is that, like, your partner, when your kid is acting that way, it's like, don't talk to my wife that way. It's not, don't talk to your mother that way.
Don't
talk to my wife, because it changes the dynamic a little bit.
Interesting.
You're right.
Well, and she has every right to tell that kid to not treat her that way and to, yeah, go in the other room.
Yeah.
You know, she, I don't know why she doesn't think she can't do that, that it's not her kid. Well, he's disrespecting her, so
yeah,
it's her boyfriend.
I would say, if I was a 19-year-old and you said it to me in the Texas accent or with your Southern accent, I'll do whatever you want. I will actually be a good boy from this moment forward.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't really know how to talk about this, but we need to talk about toilet habits.
Okay.
Wait, you ordered your second bidet.
My second bidet is on the way. I wasn't going to tell
you. Yet.
You did?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I ordered a Tushy.
Oh, that's what I have.
I know. That's why I ordered one.
All right.
So now a second room in my house, I had to get Biscuit. Tushy's about the only company that has Biscuit.
Nice. Yeah.
Because my other one's a Kohler, but it's white. So it's on it's a white bidet on a Biscuit toilet. So it's just kind of like.
Yeah, I get that.
It's off-putting. But that's the one in the, like, my primary bedroom. So, like, nobody but me gets to see it.
Aww.
It's real sad.
Well, maybe, you know.
Hey, if you're hot and you want to come over and shoot some water in your butt. They'll be like, it's off. The color's wrong. Anyway, so no, what was I going to say? Oh, there's a stat out. I'm a multitasker.
Yes.
I hate doing one thing at a time because I just think it's so inefficient. Like the other day, I was watching... My daughter made me watch one of the new Dexter things, and I worked on my taxes while I was doing it.
Oh,
that's not a good.
Yeah.
Understand you're multitasking, but like you don't always do it in good ways.
The weird thing was, I hit pause. Maybe I was watching Reacher. It was something on Amazon. I might have been watching Reacher. I hit pause, and the ad that came up was, "Hey, TurboTax will do your taxes while you're streaming." And I was like, you damn Skippy. And I got my laptop out. And it was just like, well, it worked.
Oh, you were influenced by the ad
yes.
to do it. Oh, okay.
And I was just like, let's go. So it, like, you can do two things at once.
No, absolutely. But I'm just saying yours are always not the best because you will watch The Office while driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the car is mostly doing the driving. Anyway, here's the thing. There's a stat out that people whilst on the toity are brushing their teeth. Now, it's a small percentage of people, but I was just curious about this room. Does anybody, because I brush the teeth in the shower.
Like, do you still use an electric toothbrush?
Yeah.
In the shower?
Yeah. Why?
Where do you put the...
Put the what?
Do you keep the toothbrush out of the shower when you're done? Yeah. Where do you... Okay, yeah, so it doesn't stay. No. So you bring it in with the when you go into the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I also
it just feels dangerous.
No, but I cut my fingernails in the shower.
Okay.
That's fine.
With the toothbrush?
Well, no, I use the... Like, I do everything in the shower.
You just keep... Okay, but you bring everything in, or do you leave...
Yeah. Well, no, I bring them in
the nail clippers
on the... Yeah.
You just leave them in the shower?
I left a fingernail clipper in the shower so long it rusted out. So now it has to go in and out. Right.
I would not brush my teeth on
you
the toilet.
You would never.
I cannot multitask brushing my teeth. Like, I've tried to brush my teeth and like plug my phone in at the same time. And I like, it's impossible. It's just impossible that like, because you need your two hands to do stuff. And while you're holding the brush, because it's electric. Yeah.
Then you just hold it on a tooth and let it go.
Yeah. I told you guys this.
Okay. I know. I still do. I move it around a little bit.
I know, but you have to keep your hand on it, right?
Yeah, but then you can't plug your phone in with one hand.
No, that's what I'm saying. The little, it's too hard. I need something.
Use the MagSafe. I just drop it. Oh, there.
I don't
charging.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Okay, it's not. You have a MagSafe phone though.
It's
right?
A different tax bracket.
Okay, listen. You
speaking of
everybody's phone has it on the back now. You have that.
Yeah, I don't have the charger for it though.
Oh my god. Okay.
So I have an extra one in my desk. You can have
thank
it.
You.
Does anybody in this room do anything while pooping?
No.
Is my question.
TikTok. Watch TikTok's so not making any for that. Let me clarify.
Tell everybody your TikTok handle. It just became real interesting. Here's Aaron. Like, I find, like, You say you do nothing. So you don't brush your teeth because it's too much of a distraction.
Yeah.
You can't even plug your phone in.
Right. It feels like you don't want to be brushing your teeth. There's stuff in the air, like if you're using the toilet, right? It's not a clean place. So I wouldn't want to do any cleaning.
No, I agree, but at the same time, you're sitting on it. So it's closed off.
Do you sit with your legs?
I don't man spread.
I'm trying to think of how I sit when I'm...
Okay. Please don't.
Do you have a squatty?
No.
You need one. Everybody needs
one. I do.
One. I'm about to buy them.
I might get a squatty and a bidet. I think I've been influenced.
Wow. Nothing like having your feet up and just a car wash right underneath you.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. So, but you're saying, like, TIAC had this aversion when we were talking about it. Mm-hmm. Like, ew, God, don't do anything while you're going potty. Mm-hmm. But you don't think being on your phone counts.
Yeah, I don't think it counts. I think that's just a given. If you're on your phone, everyone's on their phone while they're on the toilet.
That's disgusting. If you think there's matter in the air that would get on your toothbrush, isn't that getting on your phone?
Yeah, it is, but I feel like the point...
You didn't even stop. No, right? You get to go, yeah, it is, but...
Your phone is always filthy. There's always stories. Your phone is like the dirtiest thing you own.
Because you're never, on it on your... Because
we
pooping.
Never clean it. While I'm brushing my teeth, I'm trying to inject a mint flavor into my mouth, not any other flavor or scent that might be in the room. That's the difference.
Okay. I'll give it to you. I'm not going to brush my teeth. I'm not one of the 3% who brushes... whilst I'm pooping, okay? But I don't think you should be on your phone either then. If you're fecal matter averse, as I think we all should be.
Okay, that was valid. Good.
If you're fecal matter positive, don't you understand that you're contributing to the problem? You're the reason everybody's phone is gross because you're doing something on your phone. You should just be hands-free, because then you're taking...
You're way more of a psycho if you're not on your phone. If you're just genuinely in...
If you're just doing what you're just, there to do.
Yeah, you're just in the water closet. You're just like, I'm here.
Just go in there, get it done, and get out.
No, that's not a time for meditation.
Even before phones, or like if you accidentally leave your phone outside, you grab like the shampoo bottle and you're just reading.
Yes, exactly. You got to do something to kill the time.
Why is there?
Just sit there like a dead-eyed idiot, just staring at the wall while I poop. That's ridiculous.
You only do that when you're drunk and you have no idea which way's up.
How come you don't know when you're gonna poop?
What do you mean?
Like I don't go in there.
No, I'm more like you, truly.
Like I don't go in until the contractions are very close together and my gravy has broken.
Okay, I hate when you say that.
You're cutting it way too close.
I am cutting it close, but it's
for an
accident. That's the magic of it. Then I don't need a shampoo bottle.
You're all cocky until one of those times. It just takes once.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Aaron, thank you for noticing my
You're
haircut.
You're welcome. It looks great.
I'm nervous. Can I go? Do I have to be here for this?
Yes.
Yes, I need you because I think you're going to be on my side on this. And I think Aaron's going to hate both of us how this is going to go. So please don't leave.
I was so excited. I thought we were going to be on the same team.
Okay, so just as a quick point of reference, TIAC, the long-haired TIAC has slowly but surely, like just this morning, I was like, I don't remember, I think I was on Instagram. And you know how you see, I'm just mansplaining Instagram, but like you see all the stories from, like you see the people whose stories you could click on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your Instagram picture is hair bag long.
Yeah, like shoulder
at least. You have not updated it from 2 shortenings ago. It's long.
Yeah.
It is.
It's still long.
Past shoulder.
It's still long.
Yeah, it's long, long now. It's like Dave Grohl. That's when you're Costco Dave Grohl.
Yes.
When you,
mm-hmm.
It was weird, like when I saw that, I was thinking about your hair this morning, is what I'm saying. And then you walked in today and I was like, oof. Mm. Like
oof.
Well, I don't know if you
keep digging, bud.
No, you know how it is when you see a girl who comes in with a haircut and you're like, and you really liked their hair before, and then you look at it and you're like, do I mention, like, I wonder if they hate, like, because sometimes you go in like, I just want you to like trim it up, trim the dead ends. And then the person is just like,
all of it's dead.
And And then, like, then you, when you walk into work, like, people are like, "Oh my god, it looks so great that you're so brave to do that crazy haircut." And it's like, "I hate it," and you're like, "Oh," and then it looks terrible. Like, you don't know
what to say.
Yes, and so with TX hair, having me just see his long hair,
sure,
and see what's going on right now. I don't know if you want like this. If you do want, okay.
Yes, yeah, it's still long. It's just like flowy is back. It? So, well. Yeah, it is, I would say. Yeah. When I came in, Aaron said, "Oh, nice haircut." She noticed my haircut right away, which is interesting because I actually got a haircut a couple days ago, and nobody noticed.
Interesting.
Which leads me to my story, all right? So I go and I get my
hair. You're saying we've seen you with this haircut and we didn't notice it.
Kind of. I went and I got my haircut, and I go to the guy I always go to, does great, trims it up, flows it back. Puts the layers
imagine
in.
Imagine it's like a beauty school or somewhere where they're not totally qualified, but like they're on their way.
Sorry. I never checked. There's not diplomas hanging on the wall, but so he cuts it and it's normal. And I go home and I style it or whatever. And there's like one piece that's just kind of wonky. It's just kind of sticking out, you know? And I'm like, oh, I'll give it a couple days, give it a couple rinses and stuff. It's still sticking out. And now I'm panicking because I'm like, I paid money and I have the hoarder in me where it's like, if you pay money, I'd rather you take more off than not enough, because then I feel like I got my money's worth.
Oh, God.
You know?
I'm so nervous because now okay. Maybe I'm looking at his head and I'm like, am I seeing the wonky piece or did he go and get it fixed?
To be fair.
Because he looks like he could be head injured on one side.
Hold on. Will you look at me? Right. No. To be fair, I did think that you got a haircut last time, but I was like, maybe it's just new products. I couldn't tell what it was, and I never noticed a wonky piece.
Okay.
So then or now.
It was bothering me, and they have this policy where it's like, within 7 days, come back, we'll fix it. Anything you don't like, 7 days, we'll fix it. Which to me, and Slacker, I think to you, is just out of the question.
Mortifying, and yes. I'm never doing
it. Thank you. It's terrifying.
I don't send food back at restaurants, even if it's not what I ordered.
I'm the same way.
I'm afraid, like... For restaurants, I'm afraid they're going to spit in my food. I don't know what they're going to do to your hair.
Right. And you know what I mean? It feels like they give you the little spin in the chair. And what do you think?
You should have said that.
But even that, I'm like, fine. Looks good. Like,
Which
is fine because like I'll do that too. But then if I notice something, go back.
No way.
And just be nice about it. That's it.
I understand everything you're saying and you are right. But that doesn't change the way Tiak and I were raised.
I used to be that way, to be fair. Mm. I've said that like 14 times in this
you
break.
You used to be like this?
No, to be fair. That's what I've said. Okay. I need to stop.
Well, yeah, my wife is much like Aaron, where she's like, no, it's their policy. Go back. You don't like, basically, shut up complaining about it to me and just go fix it.
Then she should go back.
With me?
Yes.
I want my hand?
Yes.
I beg her to. She wouldn't.
Yeah, I can't be the complainer one. I know, but it's easy. It's just like, my wife made me come back.
I hate that. That's so gross.
Oh,
that's,
I know it's gross, but it takes the onus off of me.
Gosh, that's gross.
Can I just say
come
this?
On.
That's the main reason why I think I might get married again.
Do you make your
complainer.
Own doctor's appointments?
No. I have not been seen by a physician since I got divorced. I am falling. I've gone to urgent cares and I've done Teladoc, but I don't go. All right, I'm lying. I did go to my PCP because I needed blood work done. But I mean, it took an act of Congress for me to do that. That's what you have SIG others for.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. So she is convinced. She's like, you need to just go and have them fix that part. And so I'm terrified because it's confrontation adjacent. It kind of feels like, so I call ahead. I looked online. You're like, you're supposed to call and schedule it. You're not supposed to walk in. So I call. Yeah, we have an opening. So, okay, I go. And I walk in and I'm hoping it's with the same guy so I can go, hey, my man, you know, you just this little piece, you know, it's not. He's with another client. So a woman takes me over to the side and I'm like, just don't look at me. Don't look at me. I don't want him to see me coming back, you know.
Oh, my God. Your anxiety is so me.
He does. He sees me.
No.
I give the sheepish, most
sheepish.
Hey, man,
you messed up my hair.
Yeah, the wave of all time. Hey. And he's like. Hey, because it's like, I don't know if they get in trouble or anything. Like, hey, you had 6 clients come back last week. I don't know. Do they keep stats like that?
Probably.
You know, and I was like, I don't want to.
He's probably fired. His whole family is living on the streets right now.
Absolutely not.
In fact, he's on the phone right now. Begging for... No, keep going. I'm sorry.
So I sit down with the lady and I tell her, I'm like, there's this wonky piece. And she's okay. She's cutting it. And as she gets to the back, she goes, oh, I see it. Absolutely. It's right. This whole piece, this whole layer is like not cut right. So she fixed it. She does it all. And it is a little shorter than what it is.
So this is fixed?
This is fixed. Okay. Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I need to know what you want me to do about your hair right now. So we're supposed to like it now.
It doesn't matter if we like it or not. It's if T-Hack likes it.
I know, but I'm just trying to be supportive.
You're not doing great.
No, but I am because mm-hmm. I'm asking him what he wants me to do.
And that's...
It's adjacent to supportive.
Okay. I don't know. I don't even know what I want to do.
So
it's just the awkwardness of... And I was guessing this is... You would be totally against it. And I knew Aaron would just be like, yeah, just go. Not a big deal. Why are you even thinking it? And I nailed
it.
So
you understand. Please text in 303-222-5423. T-Hack needs a new place to cut his hair. You can never, ever go back there again.
That you're so right. This is where it gets weird. As I get out of the chair, this new barber, this woman, she goes, let me give you my card. So now she gives me her card. So
you're
now,
done.
I've got
you're
two. Done. And I don't know. Now I can never you're show my done. Face again because now I'm nope. choosing one or the other. Either way.
Nope.
It's fine.
No. You don't get it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay. I don't know what to do. Because I'm fully willing to admit that I'm probably wrong. But
you are. Since when?
Today I'm starting a new thing. Where I think I might be wrong about this. But if I'm going to say a word and I want people to text in. 303-222-5423. You can choose two words to text in.
Okay.
Old or young.
Okay.
Old.
Okay.
Or
okay.
young. To 303-222-5423.
It's a very binary decision.
It is. But I truly. Okay. Here's the word. Get 303-222-5423. I need the text line to blow up. Old or young. Here's the word. Slippers. It's one word. I don't want to influence it yet. Let some more texts come in. Okay. T-Hack, do you wear slippers?
Absolutely.
You are far too young. What?
Every morning, every night when I get home, if I have socks on my feet, I will not wear socks in the house by themselves because they get too staticky.
Barefoot.
I do that in the warmer months. I'm a barefoot guy.
Do you not have heat in your house? Do you need Steel Bros Heating and Cooling to come out and install a Bryant heat pump system?
But your feet are like the... Once your feet get cold, your whole body's cold.
It's Everyone the exact opposite.
No, once your feet
once
get
your
cold...
Once your body gets cold, your feet get cold. Your body shuts off the extremities. You can keep... That's why people wear vests, because you keep your core warm and the rest of you will be warm, because the blood circulates from your core. You have it backwards.
No, if you allow your feet to get cold, then the rest of your body will get cold.
Then do...
1,000%. What is not
right
about that?
Then do anything else other than slippers.
What?
Socks?
What is something else?
I won't
do the socks.
Put shoes on or wear socks. Slippers... It has this level of like old man laziness that I can't like. It's you're 1,000 years old when you like get up out of bed. You're like you sit up and then you turn your feet off the bed and slip your feet into slippers. What?
That's where
you're
I keep them. Yeah.
You're a million years old.
I don't have pajama pants on and stuff with them. I'm just in my normal clothes. I just throw some
slippers
on.
You're wearing regular. Because here's what I'm picturing.
Or sweatpants. Sweatpants, not pajama pants.
Aaron, please back me up. It's an old man.
I don't know why it is old, but like when you said slippers, I pictured an older
man.
Probably a wiser man.
Do you picture women in slippers?
Probably a distinguished man. Mm-hmm. Probably
with a robe.
Probably
you also
wealthy
have a robe
man.
On.
For some reason, robes are different. But if you're
robes
wearing
are different, how?
Well, because. If you're wearing a robe, you're not always wearing slippers, but if you're wearing slippers, you're most likely wearing a robe.
Mm. It screams, I've chosen
a
path today.
Robes can be like young and hot if you get like the silk robe or like...
On a guy?
Oh. I don't know. We were only saying
I'm just
men.
Like a silk robe. I have a robe from the Rally Hotel.
Oh, that plaid one. Yeah.
With the hood?
Yeah.
It's the best
That's
robe.
A nice robe.
But I still can't find a reason to wear it. I got if If you ever stopped by my house unexpectedly and I was in my robe, like, I shouldn't even answer the door.
Why? You know what I'm saying? You're just chilling at home. That's, I would 1,000% have slippers on.
I don't want anybody to know that I'm a robe guy any more than the fact that you just admit, like, if you weren't married and you, like, it got out that you were a slipper person, you're never going on a date again.
Why?
No women are lining up to
wear them on the date. I'd wear them after.
Don't you think a girl would go, wait, you wear slippers? Like, if you,
yeah,
if
yes, you that's lured mature. A girl, it's mature. It's like, wow, you had the foresight to think that your feet might get cold. And actually, I've invested in.
Oh my God.
The foresight. Turn your heat up.
Yes. Get a Bryant heat pump system. Did you hear me do the plug earlier? Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
You've gone out on a date. You had way too much tequila. And you decide, I'm going to sleep with this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up at his apartment. You wake up in the morning and you're just like, ugh. And he's like, let me walk you out. Because
okay.
You're about to do your walk of shame. And he goes, reet, reet, puts his feet in slippers. You're never going back.
That has happened.
And?
I haven't seen him since.
Damn it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. Basically, sometimes getting caught with the worst thing in the world is better than the alternative.
Okay.
Trust me on this one.
Okay. I've got a story of some good luck and some terrible luck.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Pennsylvania.
You have family up there. Go.
Oh, PA.
We got to change this from stupendously stupid stories to just TX bad accents.
I like
accent
it.
Accent theater.
Okay.
There's a 46-year-old man in Pennsylvania who went gambling earlier this month.
Yay!
And he actually won a pretty hefty jackpot.
Let's go!
$57,000.
What?
But the problem is he won't get any of it because he was banned from the casino by himself.
What?
The man, he has...
You can ban yourself?
If you have a gambling problem, you can go in and say, don't let me in.
Shut.
Don't let me...
What?
And so he did that.
He did that to himself?
He did.
And then he went back?
Yep.
And he gambled?
And he won.
Lost. What?
And he...
Because
will not
he's
get
blacklist.
Any of it.
Oh, no.
They can go like, hey, man, it's your... Like, and because he went back, he was cited for trespassing.
Oh, I love it.
Oh. I feel so bad.
Why did you go back?
I know.
Why did you go
That's
back?
That's the stupid part of it. But at the same time, I feel bad for him.
Oh, he's trying to better himself.
Let's just give him a little cheer.
No.
Yay, you won. You get nothing.
You actually owe money now.
Yeah.
Congrats.
That's not good. Okay, well, my story's ready for accents.
Ooh.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
My story's out of China.
Oh, PA.
I got a kid in China. He had some alone time in his room as his roommate in college was not there. Then his roommate came back suddenly.
Mm.
He had been spending alone time with his inflatable friend.
Oh.
His inflatable girlfriend.
Gotcha.
He did not want his roommate to catch him with his inflatable friend. So he ran into the hallway and lit his inflatable friend on fire.
What?
Because rather than be caught with his pants down and a blow-up doll, he thought maybe just burning it would be better. Anyway, that set off the fire alarms, smoke damage.
Oh my God.
So instead of the roommate catching him with the blow-up doll, the evacuation caused everyone to see him standing in the hallway with a flaming blow-up doll.
Oh, no. We've been splitting the rent in half. There's a third person here.
Yeah, no one was hurt in the fire, but that kid is no longer going to attend that school.
No.
He should have focused a little more on his
yes,
studies.
Yes, he should have. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.